Hello and welcome to the AFP Protection Operations Remote Stations Information Podcast, where you can hear firsthand from Protective Service Officers on what it's like to work and live in some of Australia's most unique and rewarding locations. So right now I have PSO Jonathan Trott with us. Jonathan came to Geraldton in 2015 from Sydney, and he is our one of three operational safety trainers here in Geraldton. John, welcome.
Thank you, Reece. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you, mate. So, 3 years ago, you came from the East Coast and flew right to the other side of the country. How'd you find it at first?
So it's an overwhelming idea at first, I think. You know, where you join the job, and you know, the position I was offered was, if I was going to join the AFP, that I was going to be transitioned or that I was going to be relocated to Geraldton.
Yep.
I was at a time in my life where that was fine with me. I was in between. I was obviously changing careers. I was a high school teacher for 7 years before I joined the AFP.
Yep.
So I was going through a big life change to make, obviously, not just a career change, but I was at a point in my life where I was ready for the next thing. And so this offered me an opportunity to be able to see a part of Australia that I'd never, not just never seen before, but also never heard of before.
Yeah.
But the transition over was something that's really worked out quite well for me. You know what I mean? And Geraldton's an amazing place. The town's been very, very good to me. And I've got a lot out of having moved here. I've managed to get a lot out personally and professionally. I've got a lot out of my time in Geraldton, which I probably wouldn't have had I stayed on the East Coast.
Yeah, excellent. So as far as WA goes, have you explored a bit around the areas?
Yeah, so my wife and I, we have a new baby as well. So we've, prior to our baby, we travelled quite a bit. So we've been as far north as Broome.
Beautiful.
And stopped obviously at places along, so just north of Geraldton is Cowbarry. We've been to a number of times. We've been to Monkey Mire as well, which is, you know, all stunning. And then as far south as Margaret River, that region, Pemberton, we've gone down there as well. So we have seen quite a bit of WA in the time that we've been here. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, beautiful. You've ticked off a couple of real iconic places there. As far as settling into Geraldton, the town, and finding a place, did you find that difficult? Was that easy?
Not at all. We found accommodation really, really easily, and really great accommodation as well. The prices of rent here are fantastic. Yeah, so you can, especially moving from Sydney where rent prices are ridiculous, moving over here, we were able to get somewhere. It's the nicest place I've ever lived in. We live right on the water in a brand new 4-bedroom place. I could literally throw a rod in and hit the water from my balcony. So, we settled into accommodation really quickly, and Geraldton as a town, we settled into even faster because, and I think that was thanks to, I'm a big sportsman. So, I joined a local soccer team as soon as I moved here, and through there met, some really great people who I've stayed, who will be lifetime friends now.
Yeah, excellent.
And the station itself, obviously, everyone's really friendly here as well. So, work-wise, you make a lot of friends too.
Yeah, it always helps to try and just get out in the community, whether it be, a sporting side or whatever takes your interest. Just get out there and meet people outside of AFP. That's always a great thing. And they'll tell you where to go and what to see. And
100%. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we honestly, I mean, you get to the point, it doesn't take long. You walk down the street and you run into 10 people that you know. You know what I mean? And Geraldton's that kind of town.
Big town, like a big town vibe.
It is like a big small town. Exactly, yeah. Right. Yeah. And that's really nice. You know what I mean? So it's easy to catch up with people because, it's convenient to see people. You can run into people and have a coffee with them, or even organise catch-ups with mates. It's easy because no one has to travel far.
Yeah.
And like I said, because it is such a sporty town, I was able to fit in really easily. I managed to make a lot of friends through the sports that I played. It was great.
Oh, it's good to hear, yeah. And so with anyone coming over, from the East Coast, I guess because we do get a lot because AFP is Canberra-based usually, so in the past we've got a lot of people from the East Coast. If, someone was coming over, like yourself or, someone with a young family, what tips would you give them, heads up?
Well, I think moving, you know, I mean, I've lived in a number of places and overseas as well. And I think going anywhere, you've got to go with your arms wide open. You've got to embrace the opportunity for what it is, and that is to experience something completely brand new.
Yeah,
and
yeah, give it will a chance.
Be, that's right. Yeah, and appreciate the differences from where you've come from, because you grow a lot from living in a different place and moving outside your comfort zone, meeting new people and doing different things. And I think if that's the approach that you take, then it doesn't matter. And especially with an organization like the AFP, it's important that you have flexibility in where you want to be posted and where you can live.
Absolutely.
Because that makes you quite a valuable commodity to the organization. You know, being a national and international organization, the reality is that you could live in a whole range of different places, that you never really have to settle in one place.
Absolutely.
And that was what drew me to the organization in the first place. And so I came with the right approach, I think.
Yep.
And I think, you know, and when I, if and when I do leave Geraldton, it will be with the same, you know, it will be, I'll obviously miss what I had here, but I'll go excited about the new things that I'm going to experience in the new place.
I think you can learn just as much from a small place as you can from a bigger place.
You know, like I said, I moved
bring those skills
from from Sydney to Geraldton is a massive, was a big difference.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? In terms of the size of the cities I was living in. But my wife and I hope to never live in Sydney again, because we go back there now and it's horrible. You know, it's just, well, I mean, it's a nice place, but it's way too busy. You know, we've settled into that smaller town lifestyle really quickly. And now, you know, the idea of traffic, waiting, you know, and commuting to different places, expensive rent, taking forever to get anywhere, does not appeal to us at all. So it's amazing how quickly your perspective on things can change too.